Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. I'm also the owner and operator of Freedom Story Media, where we tell stories that inspire you to live a life of freedom and joy. And we are proudly sponsored by the Unshackled Network, a network of microchurches that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And you guys, this is the final new episode of the Five by the Fire podcast. You guys, it is the last day of the year as this episode is being released. 2022 begins tomorrow. And I believe that in this final day, this final episode, now I want to make sure you guys know this isn't like the Five by the Fire podcast isn't going away. It's still going to be alive and active on fivebythefire.org, and the episodes are going to be re-released on Freedom Story Media as it officially joins the live episodes over there on freedomstorymedia.com. But in this final new episode, you guys, on the last day of the year, we're going to look at the last book in the Bible of the New Testament, as well as maybe some of what we see in the final page of the Old Testament as we read the ends of both today. And you guys, in Revelation 22, I believe there's so much that we could look at, but there's a sentence, there's a passage that the Lord, I think, used in me today to get me thinking about 2022, and I believe it's a great one for you guys. So we're in Revelation 22 as we get ready for 2022. Come on. So in Revelation 22, we have the introduction of the river of life. It says, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, brightest crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. So you've got this beautiful river of life. And from the beginning to the end of the book, there's this understanding of God's grace flowing like a river, right? And us being invited into life with Him, right? And we in this text, we see that the people are now able to see God, see His face, which is like, whoa. Like, that's amazing right there. Not only are they in His presence, they're finally able to see the face of God. And it says that night will be no more. They won't need lamps or the sun because God Himself will be their light, right? That is in the future of the people of God, that we won't need any other sources of light. Come on. He is the only source of light necessary. And then He says, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. So we got to know that, and we've talked about this over the past week, that God is on His way, that the Lord Jesus is coming back soon. And we don't know exactly when, but the thought is, the warning is, the encouragement is to stay ready, to stay vigilant. And He says, I'm just going to point out some of these phrases that they're just so worship inspiring. He calls Himself the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And then He says it in a way that you don't hear often that I love. He says, I am the root and the descendant of David. Come on, He's the root, meaning like He's the source. From Him, David, you know, came, and He came into history as a descendant of David. Like, that's such a beautiful thing. And then He calls Himself the bright morning star, which is bringing us back to the vision that I think Balaam saw, that it was this ruler that he foresaw arising from Israel to conquer the nations back in Numbers 24. So he's demonstrating Himself yet again as the fulfillment of visions and prophecies. And then we have, as the book ends, we have this back and forth kind of refrains of prayer, simple prayers of just come. Come. It says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. So it's an invitation here, first of all, to Jesus. Come. come. Like, we're the bride, right? He's the bridegroom. We're saying, come, Lord Jesus. We want you here. And then there's an invitation to us to come. If you're thirsty, come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price, right? And at the end of this book here, we've got this refrain of a bit of invitation and prayers, if you will. We have where it says the Spirit and the bride say, come. We're talking to Jesus like, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, right? And then there's the refrain of an invitation to the people of God, those who are thirsty, come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. So there's just a free-flowing invitation to come. Come, come. I remember when I found God in my garage all alone after just a series of places where I was running into a wall and recognizing the end of myself. I felt the Spirit of God when I opened up this Bible promise book. I don't even remember what I read, but I felt the Spirit of God, Spirit of Lord Jesus say, come, come. And he said, come home. There's that word of invitation, come. He's inviting us into 2022 saying, come, come. He's saying that the God who's here with us, that same God, that same Jesus, he's there in 2022 inviting us forward saying, come, come, come. And then he says that he's coming back. Surely I am coming soon. And then the final refrain is, come, Lord Jesus, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. But there's a phrase, there's a sentence that I skipped because I wanted to end with it, that I believe is a great way for us to bookend, you know, this entire podcast. It says, behold, in verse 12, behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I'm bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. The recompense is the reward. It's the wages, right? And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin, the recompense of sin is death, right? The wages of sin, the reward for sin is death. And he's saying here, he's bringing a recompense with him to repay each one for what he's done. He's actually talking about the believers here. I mean, actually, he's talking about everybody. But in reference to the believers, there's not only this sense of salvation, but there is also an understanding of rewards. And not a one-size-fits-all reward, but an actual reward, an actual recompense for what we have all done. And we see that understanding of our actions mattering when we look at Matthew 6:20, right? He tells us to store up treasures in heaven, right? So don't store up treasures here where moth, you know, and things will eat and cause decay, right? But store them up in heaven, where they will last eternally. So that once again, there's eternal impacts on the earthly deeds done. And so I think it's wise. I think it's so important for us as we get ready for 2022 on the final day of 2021 to contemplate not only what we've done, right? We spend some time today reflecting and reviewing. What have we done? What rewards may we have already stored up this year? What places have we pressed into God in ways maybe that we hadn't done in 2020 and prior? Where did we see God show up in some tremendous ways? And what did God empower us to do to new levels, right? Reflect and review on what God has done and what you have done in 2021. But then let's spend some time preparing for what we will do in 2022. And trusting, you guys, that God is going to do even more, right? God is, if you ever look at the activity of your hands and you see more activity in your hands than you see in God's hands, you're not accurate. You don't have an appropriate sight of things. Matter of fact, you really just have a jacked up perspective. Slightly more arrogant, definitely more blind than you should be. We need to then ask that God would allow us to see his work in a greater light. And yet, we still have work to do. We still have things that, what he said, he's going to provide a recompense for all that each has done. So what are we planning to do? In Proverbs, it tells us in multiple different places to think about our plans. Actually, in verse 15, it just understands that, I'm sorry, in chapter 15 of Proverbs, chapter 16 of Proverbs, in verse 9, 16 and 9, he says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So we should absolutely be making plans. Plan what we're going to do. Plan, always God willing, knowing that we don't actually own the future. God does. He holds the future in his hand, and yet man will make his plans. And let's submit our plans to the Lord who orders our steps. I mean, Proverbs, one of my favorite Proverbs, Proverbs 3, verses, let's say 5 and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Others, translations say, submit to him and he will make your paths straight, or he will make straight your paths. Either way, as you submit to him, as you acknowledge him, as you revere him in your planning, and you trust him with each and everything that you have set aside in your heart to do, if you trust in him, that he will continue to order your steps according to his word, according to his ways, according to his purposes, right? So let us now, as we close out this podcast, as we close out this 2021, let us not only review and reflect, but let us plan and pray. Plan and pray. Plan what we believe we would love to be a part of doing in 2022. Plan what we think would be goals that would honor and bless God and edify the church, right? Plan what we think would be ways that we can best activate the gifts that God put inside of us. Ways that we can partner with more and more people in the kingdom of God to see it continue to expand, and pray. Submit it all to God. Submit it all to God. Like, imagine yourself writing it up. And you sitting at a table across from the Lord and just sliding it over to him and say, I submit this to you for approval. Do you have another way? Do you have a better way? Do you have something all entirely different? And be open and trusting, right? It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding, lean on him. So as we slide it across the table, then we lean in and we say, I trust you, God. I trust you, God. Let us do that as we prepare for 2022. Let me pray with you right now. Heavenly Father, we are just blown away as we even take a moment to reflect on the ways that you've shown up in all the places and spaces where you've entered in. When even sometimes we didn't invite you in, Lord God, you broke through. And you change the game. Lord God, we thank you for the transformation that you've done in us as we continue to lean into you, as we continue to sit at your feet, as we continue to soak up your word. Lord God, we thank you that you keep working in us, Lord, that you keep expanding the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you've empowered us to do. We thank you. We do thank you for the work of our hands in 2021. We don't want to lose sight of the work that you've given us. The work that you've allowed us to be invited into, Lord God. We thank you that we answered the call as we did, Lord God, and we repent for the places where we didn't, Lord God. And we ask that in 2022, that you would show us a glimpse of what you've got planned. Help inspire us towards the actions, towards the love and good deeds, towards the work that you have purposed, Lord. Help us to make plans that honor you. Help us to make plans that bless your name. Help us to make plans that build up your church and expand the kingdom and activate our gifts, Lord God. Would you walk us through it, Lord? We make plans, and Lord, we need you to order them. Order our steps in your word. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, before you go off and make those plans, I want to invite you to become a part of what we're doing in 2022 through Freedom Story Media. If you go to freedomstorymedia.com/support, you can become a patron and join our Patreon and become a part of the storytelling engine that we've got going on here, where we're not only telling biblical stories, but we're telling any story that we believe God can use to engage people and inspire them towards freedom and joy. And we know ultimately in Him, all freedom, all joy lies. But we know that everyone is on this journey, somewhere on this spectrum between slavery and freedom. And I believe that storytelling is a part of helping people move along that journey. And we want to invite you being into part of that. There's $3 donation options in one tier, all the way up to whatever you feel comfortable giving. But you know what? Even if you don't, I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe over at freedomstorymedia.com to one of the podcasts there, as we are going to be releasing the Freedom Story Media Discord, and we'll be announcing it on each one of the podcasts, so you make sure you will get that information. But also, if you are a subscriber of the 5x the Fire podcast on the email at 5x the Fire.org, I'll also be shooting an email invitation out there at the beginning of the year as one of the final 5x the Fire posts. But if you're somebody who's been rocking with this podcast and you love it so much that you want to go along this journey again, because guess what? I'm going to go back through the McShane Bible reading plan every year until I feel like the Lord shifts gears for me. I might not be podcasting it, but the word is the word and it doesn't change. And every year I want to have more and more of it in me. So you might want to be going back through the readings as well and listening to the podcast over again, because I think as we know it, when we engage with the word that's living and active, it can hit differently if we're in a different season. So I think that might be a thing that you might want to do. So make sure you continue to stay subscribed to the 5x the Fire podcast through the email or through your subscription platforms like Spotify and so on and so forth. But no matter what, I want to encourage you to continue on your journey with the Lord, even these last few hours, no matter when you're watching this, of 2021. And if you're in 2022 already, this year is yours, right? You want to know why? Because if you're in Christ, this year is the Lord's. Come on, somebody. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this journey. New episodes won't be coming out here, but definitely new stuff will be on the Pastor Fury YouTube. So if you're watching it here, subscribe to the YouTube. We're going to continue to have stuff. I'm actually going to start doing some more live streaming, probably 6 or 7 in the morning on Central Time. But we'll see when that gets going. I don't really know how to do a whole lot of that stuff, so I'm going to be learning along the journey. I'm having a hard time saying goodbye right now. I don't know if you guys noticed this. This feels kind of really dramatic for me right now. But I appreciate all those who've invested. There were some great folks that gave money on the front end of this podcast to really get it going, that paid for the ability for this. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And for any of you guys who want to be a part, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm really having a hard time stopping this video. This has been a fun journey this year, but you know what? We got more ahead in 2022, but I'm gonna go get with the Lord and really just thank Him for 2021. And I hope y'all do the same. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.